the autumn of 2010, the USPCA were being brought out to large numbers of neglected horses in fields in Northern Ireland. And at the start, we treated those as standalone cruelty cases. Eventually, by the Christmas of that year, we joined up the dots and we realised that it was all actually connected, that these animals weren't living in these fields. They were being corralled there as part of a bigger journey.
And what was happening to them?
Those animals were being collected in the dead of night. We followed them to a plant in England where they went in the front door and didn't come out the back door. There was a large demand from the mainland, from the European mainland, for horse meat. That demand couldn't be met by the traditional UK suppliers. They came across a huge pool of unwanted horses in Ireland as a result of the Celtic Tiger. And between them all, they conspired to work out a system to get horses which are unfit for human consumption, to get them re-microchipped, forged passports. We know what we saw, we know the scale of what we saw, and we know the number of horses we saw. We reckon there could be as many as 70,000 horses unaccounted for in Ireland tonight. These animals were sheer commodities. They had no value to anyone other than the person in charge of them driving the lorry. And we saw the most appalling cruelty meted out in the Republic of Ireland to those animals.
What did you see?
We saw horses being beaten. We saw horses that were clearly unfit to be transported being put into the backs of lorries. As part of our investigation, we travelled along the border. We were taken to mass graves. In those graves were tens of dozens of horses that had been chopped up.
And why were they there?
Because of their height and their weight, they were too small to make any financial difference to the haulier, so we just killed them.
How is it possible that any of this happened without the authorities realising it?
No one wanted to know. No one wanted to ask the question. You've got to remember that Ireland was now being remembered at this time for two things. Its huge debt and its huge glut of horses. That all came home to roost in 2010 when those horses could no longer be looked after. They disappeared into thin air. That's what intrigued the USPCA. Where were all the Irish horses going? The Irish horse passport system, it needs to be abolished immediately. All the welfare organisations supported the introduction of the horse passport. It's to show history and accountability. Whatever has happened to that animal in its life, you should be able to see that when you buy it. More importantly, the abattoir should know what they're dealing with at all times. Unfortunately, a group of individuals worked out how to bypass that system. Once they were able to access valueless horses, which are the horses we were seeing hidden in corrals in Northern Ireland, by inserting a new microchip, which they can buy on the internet, and forging the centrepiece of that passport, which normally involved forging the vet's name. And we spoke to one vet who'd had his name forged and his practice name forged. You're then able to present that animal plus its passport at an abattoir as an animal fit to be killed and put through the food chain.
And the difference in terms of the worth of that animal is what?
My staff went undercover in some of the horse sales, and I remember one Friday night in particular, we saw horses changing hands at £10 sterling, £20 at a push. But that animal with a passport and a fraudulent microchip could now be converted at an abattoir into €500, maybe €600, depending on its weight.